Do you lead an organization, a business, a company, a nonprofit? Imagine if your people delivered truly inspired performance day in and day out. Well, it can happen. The challenge lies in knowing what motivates your people. That's where SEMA International comes in. They unlock the mystery and the magic of human motivation. To learn more, visit SEMAInternational.com. S-I-M-A International. For 50 years, they're experts in retained search, talent management, and personalized coaching. Check out SEMAInternational.com. Well, there's nothing like starting out a show with a conversation about helping people be more successful, whether that be if they're changing jobs or being in their current role. So with that, I'd like to welcome a client of SEMA International, and that's Long Nguyen, based out of Texas. How are you this morning, Long?
I'm doing great, Sarah. How are you?
Just couldn't be better. Thanks. Just to remind our listeners, last month we spoke with Margaret, who is a local client of mine here in town, and how we use the system for identifying motivated abilities, help her actually switch jobs and land in a new company, and she's off to the races. So we thought today to actually spend some time with a client who's enjoyed going through the experience with in mind making more of where he is. So that's kind of the frame of reference. So let me introduce Long. Just briefly, he's been an IT consultant for an international maritime company for over 10 years, and during the past 14 years has built a stream of additional income by night through real estate investments, so thus calling himself a venture capitalist. Long holds a BS in economics from the University of Houston and also a certified Microsoft engineer specializing in security. He's also active in the community with charitable organizations and has been recognized as a young leader at the Chairman's Club for the United Way for 4 years. So, Long, I know you haven't had the chance to follow our show, but I would say you're one of those who doesn't get stuck in the tyranny of the or, but has an and going on here. It sounds like you keep a lot on your plate at all times.
Pretty much. I get going.
That's very good. Long, could you tell us how it was you became introduced then to the system for identifying motivated abilities and the assessment process?
Well, it's a very interesting story. Our company is going through some management changes, and we had a new CIO. Mm-hmm. Came into the company saying, hey, there's this great program called SEMA, and I think my team or my department should go through it.
And so you were part of the group that's going to pilot this new company. So how many of you are going through this experience at the same time?
Each group is about 12 people, a dozen people or so. And I think the entire department is roughly about 40-ish.
That's great. In fact, for Marlis Hansen and I from SEMA International, these are the kind of corporate engagements we love to get a hold of. Not just to coach individuals like you one-on-one with what your data is coming forward with, but I suspect Marlis will be collaborating with the leader of your entire organization saying, okay, across everybody's patterns, what are we seeing? So I know the process for those listeners who may not be aware of SEMA. We first challenged you to sit down and think about lifetime accomplishments. Take me back to that time. How did you feel about going through that kind of dynamic?
Well, it's very nerve-wracking to begin with, because when you have new management come into an organization and say, hey, you know what, we're going to put you through this program, and pretty much all they're going to be doing is asking, what do you do, and ask questions repeatedly about what you do, how you do it, it makes you worry. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you have worth or you're even capable of doing what you think your job is. And so there's a great fear thinking that, hey, I'm going to be replaced. This program.
Oh, I see. That this is about really a screening test. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not really to help you, but hey, this is what we're going to use as an excuse, and you're probably not the right people.
Well, Long, could you help us? Had your organization gone through significant changes like that up until the time that this new leader came on board? I mean, were you pretty well founded to suspect this?
No, not really.
Okay.
With the new management coming in, one of the things is you don't get all the information to begin with. You hear things going on at your company. You're basically a cog in a wheel and turning in the system, and you're working away. And then all of a sudden, new management comes, and there's this new program called SEMA, and you have no idea what it is. And they said your appointment is next week, and we have all these questions for you to answer about yourself.
Okay, so that's your right. So for our leaders who are listening, who are particularly have led change, you know that sometimes the deck is stacked with those fear elements. But in truth, your leader was investing in all of you, because this is not light of hand, right? It isn't just the cost to engage consultants like myself and Marlis from SEMA International, but also your time and your energy to go forward. So I know we started the process with asking you to think about, 15 to 20 lifetime accomplishments. Was that an easy thing for you to do?
It's one of those homework assignments, and the natural response is, oh my gosh, you're giving me more work on top of what I do on a normal day. So you sit there with the list of questions and you lament and you say, no, I don't want to do it. I don't have time. It's very difficult. But the truth is, you keep an open mind, and once you get started, it just flows.
Yeah, exactly. If I can, I have, of course, in front of me the homework that Long had done, as well as then the analysis. But I can imagine, as you thought about some of your childhood experiences, here's one, that you went fishing with your fathers and brothers. Of course, your father was a longtime shrimp fisherman back in your native country in Vietnam. That you also mentioned being designated the only student with straight A's and perfect attendance as a child. These kind of things kind of well up, right? And you remember those stories around it.
Yes. And then you also relive all those experiences, mm-hmm. and then you feel the power of that motivation of those moments.
And that's a very good point. That's why, unlike some assessment processes where you're asked to pick out words or sentences that describe you, the fact we ask you to tap in back to your own times of joy, we'll call it, that in and of itself, that process, not just the outcome report, is as important to go through, don't you think?
I completely agree.
Well, the teen years, childhood teen years, some of your professional activities, those stories that you chose to tell us about, Long, were there any that you said, wow, I guess I underestimated the impact that story had on me, even, that I selected it?
I would have to say I did. In going through these experiences, one of them being the result of just simply pursuing a curiosity, mm-hmm. Of seeing something on TV. The story you're referring to is the one where there's a academic challenge on TV, and then I saw that I could actually do that, or I would like to participate and be on TV or be able to be in a competition such as that and excel in there. And so in pursuing that method of getting to that point and getting challenged in that manner, I found out that that's a really essential part of my motivation, mm-hmm. and what drives me towards my success.
Well, and in fact, let's jump to the end outcome of us analyzing your stories, all these, 10 some odd pages of rich narrative that you wrote down and sent to us, of course, is general payoff, the operating relationship that works best for you is indeed to be a star and an enabler. So tell me, when you got your report then, did you do one of those, well, yeah, I already knew that, or, oh, I get it? What was your reaction when you saw that?
It was one of those things that you sort of know in the back of your mind. Mm-hmm. The definition of the star is sort of, being the center of attention and getting that sort of recognition. So at the back of my mind, there are circumstances when I know that, hey, I'm getting a lot of positive attention and enjoying that. And the, opposite of that is the enabler role and mm-hmm. being able to do the opposite of that. So me being both there, I know that I had those components, but the fact that it was recognized in this workshop, it was very amusing that it was able to assess me so correctly.
Well, of course, part of the workshop, again, was then for you and your colleagues, the team that you're part of, to go through this together. So tell me, some of your peers, was their reaction, oh yeah, we knew that?
No, actually.
Really?
They were surprised,
okay.
that I had such a strong draw toward the star description. Mm-hmm. They recognized my enabler role, but they didn't know that there was this whole different life to me, because a lot of where I get that satisfaction and motivation for doing these types of activity is outside of work.
Outside of work, right.
So, with the whole assessment just recognized me as an individual, but at the same time, it's able to collect and draw on these stories and see that, hey, there's this whole part of my life where I participate in the community and do all these other activities that, you know, couldn't be seen at the workplace, so they wouldn't know that I have a particular potential in a different area.
Let me challenge you on that one, because if your new manager and the leadership of your team is astute, he'll realize that if he really wants to trip all of Long's triggers, shall I say, he's going to now work with your direct supervisor or other colleagues to say, I wonder how we could create or enable something where what you do in your 5-to-9 life could also shine in your 9-to-5 life, and they would get even higher engagement for you in the workplace. What do you think?
That's exactly what it's coming down to. And we've sat down and we've talked about that, and we were starting this multi-million dollar deployment in our organization with all the changes that our new management is bringing in. And my role is completely changing, because what they thought would be a good fit for me, they realized that my potential is being underutilized. So I'm being put as a project leader in a different area with different types of responsibility that would closely suit my personality a little bit better.
Well, now, but what I think I'm hearing you say, though, even, is you may not have known how to make that obvious to your leadership team, but here you went through a shared experience with your boss and your peers that it could just kind of naturally come out. You didn't have to self-promote, in other words.
That's right. But without the SEMO workshop, I would have just sat there and I would have just taken the direction from the leadership, saying, hey, we know best. And the expectation is leadership, you know, has an overall umbrella view of what's going on. And so they have this cohesive thought, and they'd be able to make the best decision. And that's not the case. And the workshop teaches you to recognize that and being able to voice these recognitions.
Well, and I think you're right. That's the important thing. It gave you a voice. Now, some of the other categories, of course, of this report, for those who are not familiar with what we actually share with our clients, it involves, you know, sharing with Long so he can give voice to how he best learns, evaluates, plans, influences others, and so on. You know, there's no question, Long, as I had introduced, you're a man that has a multitude of interests outside the working world, the day working world, I'll call it, because you have done real estate investing and so on. So this whole passion for learning and doing different things, I would think now in this new role, leading this major project, there's going to be some jumping off the diving board for you, isn't there? You're going to learn some new things that you need to apply.
There is. And I've actually come up with quite a few mini innovative ideas from this program, not only in work, but just with the SEMO workshop itself. I've been talking to Marlis about how, you know, this program would be great if I, from an IT perspective, be able to materialize it and make it sort of applicable to the entire country or people's daily living.
We love hearing that, because, of course, this technology has been around for 50 years, and in some ways it's time for it to shine, in other words. So we love those kind of innovative ideas from our clients, no less. Well, now, there was another part of your report, of course, that talked about, at the end of the day, what the real motivational payoff is for Long, and it was that you overcome prevail, coupled with being unique and being outstanding. Talk to me about this overcome prevail thing.
Well, getting assessed in this workshop helped identify that my personality, I like to find things where there is a strong need or some assistance that's required. So in an example of someone else failing to achieve a particular task, or they have a problem that there's no way that they can overcome, or they just feel overwhelmed, then I'm the type of person that likes to jump in there and then provide new creative ideas that would be able to get that resolved in an efficient and economical way.
Well, particularly if your chosen field in your firm, like I'd introduced you as being a certified Microsoft engineer working in this whole field of security. I mean, most of us are, you know, we turn off the boxes, we see the blue screen of death, we scream in pain, and we call the Long hotline, you know, help, I'm caught in the techno trap. So I can see where the subject matter of interest here, as well as the dynamic that's so hard to people to cope with, this has been a perfect match for you in many ways.
Well, pretty closely. But then I also find out that a lot of the activities that I actually engage in directed from management doesn't actually fall in that particular area
all the time. Okay.
So at times, I find myself unchallenged and unhappy, and then after this program, I feel that I have a greater opportunity to be happy more of the time. It's that whole waking up in the morning and having a hard time getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
So with this realization from this workshop, you don't have that because you realize that, hey, you can be happy, and it's something that you actively have to participate in.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you come across some tasks or so on that really is total drudgery, that perhaps this insight that you've now gotten of your peers, right, other people on your team, are there any things that are in your kind of bucket that you think, gee, I bet you Charlie over here, based on my knowing his SEMA now, he'd really thrive doing that kind of work? Did you get to that point yet?
Yes, we're at that point, and what's greater about it, having other co-workers and colleagues participate in this program, is that when you identify with them those characteristics, they don't kick back to you and say, hey, you're just dumping more work on me. They actually realize
that you're doing them a favor by giving them something that matches them well.
Right, because before this exposure to SEMA, that everybody's thought process is, oh, he doesn't want to do it. You know, the purpose for him, suggesting this is because he wants to sabotage me or give me more work, not because, hey, this is something that I like to do, and recognizing, hey, it benefits everybody.
You got it, Lung. That's very well said. Well, I can imagine now with you stepping in to lead this major project, which is actually fabulous that your leadership team wants to embrace having everyone go through the experience so you can kind of do a side-by-side openly of your data.
Mm-hmm.
That it can lead to then getting everybody better fit in a way. Well, back to this idea of you're now leading this major project. Do you think there's going to be a point in time where you might be able to get the insight of everybody that works for you so you can make sure you balance the requirements within your own team?
Well, that's a challenge in itself, because mm-hmm. everyone receives the results of this differently. So some more quickly than others. And I can see already that even though it's been really valuable to the organization, that people haven't received the concept in the same way. I'll give you a perfect example of that. We had our human resources recruiter in the program with us, and she was complaining specifically about how she was assessing a potential recruit for an engineering position. Mm-hmm. And she specifically said, hey, this candidate applied as an engineering role, and one of the hobbies was, either knitting or something else to that creative side. And so then after the program, she recognized that, hey, well, they like knitting because it provides structure and it's perfect fit for engineers.
Right.
And it was this aha moment. Oh, my gosh. And
that's exactly right. And we manifest those kind of things in our daily life. Again, for people who think about watching your children grow, or even if we can reflect like you've done on your own stories, you kind of step back and say, there's a pattern here. And if I could only play to it in a very strong way, that's all the better. Well, for you, Long, then, having gone through the system for identifying motivated abilities, thank you for sharing so openly that maybe at the onset you were threatened by this, but now you see it as a terrific engine to move your career and those around you in new directions, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And the idea of it also helping give clarity to what you do outside the workforce as well?
Well, it does, but I think it's more of that missing puzzle. I've spent most of my life pursuing self-help, self-motivational programs, conventions, and continuing to improve myself. And SEMA really tied that all together. You learn certain activities and procedures in college about how to handle certain theories, but this actually showed me how to tie, I guess, my outside work life with my work life, and being able to make everything
linked together.
Make sense out of everything.
Terrific. Well, Long, thank you so very much for serving us. Again, individuals, you can learn more by going to simainternational.com. We'll keep in touch with you and your new project. Long, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You betcha.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.